The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If I were to ask you who wrote those words, I think you'd know. Of course, the whole Bible is God's book, but God used David to write those now famous words from Psalm 23. David was a very special saint in the Old Testament, so much so that God called him a man after his own heart. God used David to lead his people Israel, lead them in battle, write psalms that Israel would use in their worship of God. And God also used David as a prophet, bringing the will of God to the people of Israel, and sometimes writing about the future. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's start at the beginning, shouldn't we? David the shepherd. David was the youngest son of Jesse, an Israelite from the tribe of Judah. The work that his father gave him was tending the sheep. We call a person who takes care of sheep a shepherd. So a shepherd had to lead the sheep to green pastures to feed, lead them to places where they could drink water, keep the sheep together, and bring back those that wandered away, and protect the sheep from wild animals as well as thieves. From what we can tell from the Bible, David was a good shepherd. But you know, this week we've been looking at better and best. Though David was a good shepherd, Jesus is the best shepherd. Now, you might ask, but did Jesus take care of sheep? Well, yes, he did. You see, children, God calls his people sheep. Why does he do that? Well, because sheep are not very strong. They can't much protect themselves. They easily get lost if they're not cared for. So sheep are pretty defenseless. And that's what we are like if Jesus is not our shepherd. We are weak when it comes to sin and evil. We can't keep evils away from ourselves or out of our heart. We wander away from God's ways very easily, and so we need protection all the time. And this is what Jesus does for his weak, sin-prone people. You know, Isaiah once wrote, "We all like sheep have gone astray." But Jesus called himself the Good Shepherd, who was willing to even die on the cross so that wandering sinners could be saved. David, the soldier leader. It's pretty amazing, boys and girls, that the very first battle that David ever fought as a soldier, was against Goliath the giant. No other Israelite, not even King Saul, wanted to fight Goliath. But when David overheard Goliath defying God, mocking God as well as mocking the armies of Israel, David was stirred to action. At first, King Saul wanted David to use big, heavy armor to cover his head, cover his chest, and so on for protection. But David said since he really wasn't used to it, he couldn't really use it. But instead, he used what he was used to, and that was a slingshot. And I'm sure you know what happened in the battle between David and Goliath. With just a sling and a stone and a strong faith in God, David was able to kill the giant, and the Philistine army ran away. As David became older, he fought many more battles, at first for King Saul, but later when he himself became Israel's king. He was much helped by God many times in battle. Though when he became older, one time he became tired in battle. He was almost killed. From that time on, the people said, "Please don't go out to battle anymore, but lead the army from a safer place." Yes, David was a mighty soldier and a wise leader of Israel's army. But Jesus is the greatest warrior ever, the wisest leader ever. How? No one can defeat Jesus, whether it's men or angels or armies. In fact, in Psalm 2, God says that even when the kings of the earth would join together in battle, he that reigns in heaven would laugh at them. So little and weak they are compared to him. And as for a wise leader, what leader is like Jesus, who not only promised that he would make everything that happens to his people turn out for their spiritual good, but he has the power to make sure that it does turn out that way. Now, whereas David was the leader over all of Israel, Jesus is the leader over all creation, all heaven and earth. He said once that all power in heaven and in earth was given to him. Now, I would think everyone should want Jesus to be their king, don't you think? Do you look to Jesus for help every day? Do you pray to him for that help? Do you trust him to be able and willing to save you from sin, to keep you safe when you're tempted to be naughty and to sin? We all should look to him, children, adults and children alike. David was a mighty soldier and leader, better than most, but Jesus was the very best. David the sinner. I don't want to spoil our time together thinking about David sinning, but I do have to mention that David was a sinner too, boys and girls, just like we are. And we've seen this week that Noah, Abraham, Joseph, and Samson, they were all sinners too, as are all people, except for Jesus. Now, I don't want to get into the details about David's sins, but a couple of them were so grievous and shocking that David had to live with the trouble those sins caused for the rest of his life. But do you know, children, the same could happen to us. All of our hearts need the grace of God to save us from sin. All of us need the Spirit of God to keep us from sinning. All of us need the blood of Jesus Christ to wash away our sins. So we can't condemn David or look down on him because of his grievous sins. We need to pray much instead that God would keep us each day. Now, it was very clear from what David wrote in the Psalms that he was very sorry for his sins. He repented of them, and he trusted in the Savior who would one day come to save people from their sins. We may be very thankful to God that we know who that Savior is, Jesus Christ, God's Son. He's already come into the world, as you know, already given his life as a sacrifice that can save the worst sinners, forgive the worst sins, if we confess our sins to him and trust in God's forgiveness for Jesus' sake. Now, that may sound easy to do, but you know, if it was easy, a lot more people would be saved than actually are. We need the Lord's grace and his Spirit in our life to truly be sorry for our sins, to truly turn to God from them, and to truly trust in the Lord Jesus as the one and only Savior of sinners. Now, I believe some of you have already experienced his salvation, and we ought to thank the Lord that he has given us this grace. But there are others of you who maybe like a nice story, but maybe are not so interested in turning from your sins and living for God. But if we're not living for God, if we're still living in sin, we will not go to heaven like David did, but we will be in hell forever. So as we end this week of better and best, just know that Jesus Christ is better, far better, the very best of all bests when compared to really anything and everything in this world. But don't take my word for it. Trust in God's word, in what he says. For God inspired David once to write, and it's still true today, when the Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want, meaning we will never lack any good thing that God knows we truly need. David was better than perhaps anyone else who lived when he did, but there is no comparison to our Jesus, the very best of the best.